Jazz Collective, and this is This Place Hotel on 91.9 FM, WCOK, and the SF Collective coming to the ATL at the First Center for the Arts on Saturday, April 15th. And one of the members of the SF Collective is on the line right now. Good morning, Robin Eubanks.
How you doing, Reva?
I'm doing fine. How are you doing?
Doing pretty good. Nice. Got a day off from the tour.
Oh, yeah?
Third day.
Where are you right now?
I'm at home in New York.
Oh, you hanging out in Central Park.
Going to be. It's going to be almost 80 degrees, almost like Atlanta weather.
Yeah, it's going to be a beautiful day here. You're coming in on this coming Saturday and performing at First Center for the Arts. You are from a family of musicians. You're the trombonist. But there are others who come out of your family, and you have been playing with some of the greats, including Dave Holland and Michael Brecker, and work with Art Blakey, McCoy Tyner. The list goes on and on. What's it like with the SF Jazz Collective?
Oh, it's really great. It's a really nice situation. SF Jazz is a super nice organization. They sponsor the band and bring us together a couple of times a year to do these tours and record, and so everybody is doing their own individual thing the rest of the year, and we get together a couple of times, and this is an extensive tour we're doing now, and it's always great when we get together. Everybody gets along so wonderfully, and the music is nice, and just grooving.
Okay, so you're getting around. So give us an idea of what we can hear from the SF Jazz Collective. Are you doing music like from This Place Hotel? Or are you doing the music of Joe Henderson? What might we hear from the band?
On the current tour, we're doing the music of Miles Davis.
Okay.
And we're doing everyone in the band brings in an arrangement of Miles Davis associated song, and then everyone also brings in original compositions or our original music, which can be anything, any genre we want to do. And so we represent the historical perspective, but like an updated version or current version, as I say, of the source material that's featured, the featured musician of the season, and then we also have our own original music. So it's a nice combination of different things, and it's coming from eight different people, so everybody's personality is represented. So it's a wide range of music that we cover every set.
Well, who is the director or music director for the band?
There is no music director.
No.
It's collective.
Oh, so everyone just takes charge of what, as you just said,
right,
of their own music.
Right. So if we're working on Sean Jones' arrangement or his original that he brought in, that he's the leader during that period, or if we're working on Davi Sanchez's music that he brought in, then he's the leader during that period. So it just rotates around.
Okay, you just called out a few of my favorite names, including yourself, Robin Eubanks, Sean Jones, David Sanchez. Who else is makes up the SF Jazz Collective? Just name a few more people.
Well, Sean Jones is on trumpet, and David Sanchez is on tenor sax. Miguel Zanon on alto sax. And I'm playing trombone. We got Warren Wolf playing vibraphone. Ed Simon on piano. Matt Penman bass. And Obed Calver on drums.
I see. It's a group of all stars.
they say.
That's going to be a swing. It's going to be a swinging night of great music with the SF Jazz Collective. And we look forward to seeing and hearing the collective this coming Saturday at First Center for the Arts.
Yeah, it's going to be really, really nice. And the band's really hitting. We just got finished doing the three nights at Blues Alley in Washington, D.C.
Uh-huh.
We got a couple of days off. And then we've got, I think we're going to Virginia next. Then we go to come down to Atlanta on Saturday.
Very good. Now, Robin, you're in New York right now, and years ago, I was at a club called Bradley's, and I was kind of hanging outside and waiting for some friends to show up, and Steve Coleman, and who else did I say? Greg Osby.
Greg Osby.
And they said, "Whoever you waiting on, how long have you been here?" And I said, "I've been here for a little while." He said, "Are your people coming back in like a New York minute?" Anyway, that's how I managed to hang it. You know, that brownstone that you guys had in New York, was it just a place where musicians just went to hang out and work on some music?
No, we were living there.
Well,
we all lived within a couple of blocks of each other back in those days.
Well, I ended up having to stay there and step over all the music that you guys had all over the place.
See how nice musicians are.
But y'all came to my rescue when Steve Coleman had music everywhere. I think it was from one end of the house to the other. But anyway, how's he doing anyway?
He's doing okay.
Okay.
I don't talk to him as frequently these days, but haven't heard any bad things recently, so you must be doing okay.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Robin Eubanks. We look forward to seeing you this coming Saturday, First Center for the Arts, and the music. You're just gonna come on out swinging, and the music of Miles Davis.
Are you coming down?
Of course, I'm gonna come and check you out.
All right. Okay. I'm going to be hanging out in the corner and not knowing where to go.
No, not hanging out in the corner in front of jazz clubs. Not this time. Okay. I'll see you Saturday, Robin.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye.